This school year, Maryland teachers are delving deeper into the Common Core standards. Some are learning to blend them with revised National Arts Standards, unveiled over the summer. In this installment of our series, Common Core, A Work in Progress, WYPR's Gwendolyn Glenn attended workshops with teachers and professional artists.
So we've made our artwork, okay?
During last week's workshops in Baltimore, 20 teachers from around the state paired up with professional artists in efforts to develop lesson plans that tie the Common Core and new National Arts Standards together. Vanessa Lopez, an arts instructor with the Teaching Artists Institute, which ran the workshops, explains the connection between Common Core and the art standards last revised in 1994.
A lot of Common Core is about reading and about text. And so what the new National Core Art Standard has done is that it's defined the arts as a form of text. So for example, if I put up an example of an artwork in the new standards, I will then teach children how to read that artwork as if it were text. And then they're writing about the painting, they're telling the story of the painting just like they would with any other informational text.
The artists selected to work with teachers attended sessions earlier on the rigorous Common Core, which calls for students to write more, explain and defend their answers, and present evidence for their work. Although vocalist and percussionist Steve Cyphers admits he's still figuring out both standards, he has a project in mind that he wants to develop with his assigned teacher.
What I'm working on is telling a story and using percussion instruments to express and define and identify characters and actions within a story.
Elements required in both the Common Core and art standards. Peggy Dombroskis, an Anne Arundel English teacher who attended the conference, plans a similar exercise for her students when they study Elie Wiesel's book Night, an autobiography of his experiences in Nazi death camps. Dombroskis says her artist partner, a flamenco dancer and choreographer, is creating different dances that set the pace for the book and show the various moods the characters go through.
And then the students are going to have to come up with their own interpretation through flamenco, and they will have to justify what they did in their performance through writing and explaining how Elie Wiesel developed.
Dombroskis says she felt overwhelmed with the Common Core standards last year, but thinks the arts integration will make it easier for her to adjust to the new curriculum.
This is a marriage for me that is going to work, and I feel comfortable jumping in with both feet. A text is not just a book anymore. A text can be a photograph, it can be a picture, it can be a dance.
But Pat Cruz, education director for Thai Partner Young Audiences, cautions,
it's not just about that ballet. It's about the critical thinking, the communication that's happening through that dance, that the students are getting lifelong learning skills, whether it's through the reading class or the dance class or the music class.
Morag Bradford, a Baltimore City visual arts teacher who is working with a hip-hop artist in the program, adds,
I think the arts are more necessary than ever with the Common Core because they really give all of our students an opportunity to be successful in demonstrating their understanding of content areas. You can show your learning about any subject through any art form, a dance to show what you understand about the movements of the planet and the solar system, or a collage that shows that you understand the life cycle of a butterfly.
Over the next few weeks, the artists will observe their partners' classes and collaborate regularly in finalizing their projects. The week-long lessons will go live in classrooms mid-December. I'm Gwendolyn Glenn reporting for 88.1 WYPR.